Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always here. Thank God for you and you and you. Tell a friend and call a friend. Let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. As always, we enjoy your company. We enjoy your presence. Amen. To be with us. Amen. Like I say, us is always our effort. Amen. To strive and find a good, clear understanding from the grassroots level. Amen. We say all our listeners that whatever Bible experience they have and whatever desire that they're going through, they can share with one another. Amen. Bible say get wisdom at all I get and get understanding, but also, amen, the joy of the milk of the word, and we can grow thereby, amen. The subject in this study, amen, is very needful, amen. How can you control sin by knowledge alone? Can you control sin by knowledge alone? Amen. We're talking about, amen, God, his reasoning and what God says, amen. And one of the scriptures we're going to approach, amen, in Matthew's 18th chapter, in the 20th verse, amen. Also, we want to pray right now. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your insight. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit would come and help us and encourage us and work with us. Amen. Because you say, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for the Spirit of God. Amen. Because he is the author of the word. And we thank you for him. Without him, amen, God, and without your word, we'll be lost. Amen. We'll be lost because we don't know exactly, amen, what you design for us. Amen. Always, amen, we say to each and all of you, call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. As always, we want you to share, and we share with one another. If you want to announce your name, you can. If not, you don't have to. Amen. Because we're not grading you, and we are not, amen, fighting anyone doctrine or anyone church. Amen. We just here to love on one another and to bring Jesus in the midst. Sometimes we forget, amen, that Jesus said that when two or three come together discussing him, amen, discussing him, and he'll come in the midst. And you know, that's one promise. When we go to church, all of us begin to feel God's spirit, amen, the clapping of the hands, and you forget about your problems and your situation, amen, when you be around especially honest people seeking God, amen. You can get those inspirations. So right now, we send you to lay aside all your trials and your tribulation and your discussions, and amen. Let us come together with one mind that God can come in with us, amen. Even though we're in electronic means, amen, Jesus be with us always. There's no limitations to God. Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. We're going to read some scriptures, and we're going to lay out this approach. Amen. And we want you to, amen, consider this approach about sin. It's about sin. There have been so many different interpretations of people. And when people begin to move around and they come to Christ, you have to understand your basic teaching, amen, is so important. It's so important, amen. And it's good to get a good, I always speak of, you hear me talk all the time about, you know, your Bible. Where do you get your Bible from? What kind of Bible you have? Amen. And where Are you just studying your Bible? You hear me speak of that all the time, because the Bible is God's written word. The Bible is God's written word. Amen. So search out a Bible. Search out a Bible. Put an atmosphere, amen, around you. Put an atmosphere around you. Amen. And music, amen, is very needful from time to time. We need a balance. You need a balance of music and the Word of God. You need a balance of music and the Word of God. Amen. You know, it's so important, because I picked up on this insight. You know how David played around Saul before David became king, and Saul was being troubled by that evil spirit. And David played skillfully, and that spirit left him. So if you can get a basic Bible, amen, old-fashioned, I say old-fashioned, you know, we try to keep it simple here on Doctrine of Truth, that you know a good or a religious or spiritual song that you enjoy from time to time, amen, then just put it on the record player, your radio, even music. Sometimes it's playing in your house really slow, amen, from time to time when you're walking around. Sometimes you can have, you know, words with it or not. That'll set the atmosphere. That'll set the atmosphere. Amen. That'll help clear the atmosphere and keep you encouraged from time to time. Paul said he encouraged himself. Amen. You have to depend on others a lot. No, don't do that. Amen. The enemy can be a factor sometimes in circumstances. So put on the Bible. Put on the Bible. There's some Bibles out there, talk Bibles, and listen to them from time to time. You don't have to sit there and study on it, because your mind picks up on things. Be surprised how you're conscious and your mind picks up, amen, on things that dwell in you. Matthew's the 18th chapter. We're talking here about can you control sin by knowledge? By knowledge. And this approach here can be misunderstood in so many different areas. But we want to look at Peter here, and we're talking about sin, forgiveness of sin. Now, Jesus died, amen, that and became a sacrifice, because God want a payment for what man had done against him. Restitution. He wants, amen, you got to give God something, amen, in return. That's a part of the legalistic law and things that God had set out in the beginning of time. Amen. That's why Jesus came down through all those generations in the priesthood, all them kill animals and whatever happened in your life. You bring a pigeon or a bull, bring it to the temple. Amen. And God would accept that. And the priest would take it. Amen. Sometimes burn offerings and give it to God. Amen. And you, whatever you have done against him, and that's why we want to go along this road here concerning sin. Sin, if we go back in the garden now. We're going to go in the garden just for one moment here. Amen. In the Garden of Eden, in the Garden of God, when God told Adam and Eve, do not do this. Amen. And when they did do this, amen, when you do something against what God say don't do, is a sin. Now, we can leave that for argument. We can work, that's one approach tonight we can work on. Today, whenever you are listening, somebody want to take that approach. Or, what now? Whatever God says, and the law beginning in the garden. When God says something, don't do it. Amen. That's the law. It's a penalty when you do that. When you do that, so you got to move right away and get that solved. You got to get that solved, because there's a sin against God. And now Peter brought up a statement. Peter made a statement, and this is where we are. We're not talking about sin against God, but we can cover that. We might not have time. But Peter made a statement. So Peter said, now, I'm going to read now the 8th chapter. Amen. I'm going to read the 18th chapter of Matthew's and 21st verse. Then came Peter to him, talking to Jesus, and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? Peter used the word sin. Now we're going to, this where things get a little sticky here. This is going to get a little sticky here, amen, because sin now is beginning to use this word sin, amen, is now talking against your brother. What's you've done something against your brother? Amen. So watch this. Now watch this. Against me, and I forgive him. Peter said now, Lord, now, how often my brother offend me or do something wrong against me? Amen. And we want to bring in some other translations very shortly. Amen. And my brother, amen. The Amplified Version says that the 21st verse, then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how many times will my brother sin against me? I forgive him and let it go. Up to 7 times, Jesus answered him, I say to you, not up to 7 times, but under 70 times 7. Okay. So you can do something, you can sin against your brother. You can sin against your brother. And many times we say, well, I haven't done anything to offend anybody today. Jesus said, you know, the model prayer that Jesus brought up, amen, and we're going to let, see the studio is full of good men and women that's on the line. We don't want to hold them up and their approach, amen, to this subject about sin. Like I said, it goes so many different ways, and when you talk about sin, but Peter said, how often, Lord, that, amen, should I forgive my brother? Amen. You know, the model prayer, look at Matthew, the 6th chapter, and it says that our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. If ye forgive men their transgression, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive men not their transgression, neither will your Father forgive you of your transgression. Now we can get now, here we go, with the things. This is where we say the problem is going to get a little sticky here, because when you offend your brother, amen, when you say something to hurt your brother, amen, you have sinned against your brother. You have to go back and tell your brother, forgive me. Now Jesus said one time, you don't forgive, if you don't forgive your brother, he won't forgive you. So here's the point. Here's the point here. We want to clear up this area, that make it clear God don't like sin. He doesn't like sin. And we want to come out of here with understanding that, amen, the knowledge that we have of what God says and what God does not say help us to grow in Christ. It help us to grow. There's answers. All right, we're gonna go to the line here, because we have some good ground we want to cover. Amen. If you want to start on this subject before we get too far, just press 1, amen, on the line, and our technician will put you in. Amen. We'll give you, you can give your first name, or we'll give you a digits. Amen. I think we have a caller, 850 2337. God bless you. You're on the air. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I was just listening to you. I'm glad to be able to be here this week. And I was looking, and when I looked, and you said that subject, I looked at Romans. And I was looking at Romans, the 6th chapter.
Okay.
And I was looking around, and I was just reading. And, you know, I was talking to my wife, and it was telling me that I have to live in grace. I have to humble myself. And if I make a mistake, I have to be able to own up to that mistake. No matter how many times that I think I'm right, I'm only right if it's righteous. If I'm doing what's righteous in Jesus, not what's righteous in my own eyes. And I have to keep on a daily basis, ask God to forgive me for my sins, knowing and unknowing, because we all have fallen short of the glory of God, and we all have sinned, no matter if you think you haven't sinned or not. And as I live life, I have to ask God every day to forgive me, because, you know, you're not going to go through this world and not step on anybody's toes.
Okay.
And sometimes you might step on a person's toe and don't even know you're doing it.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about me. I'm thinking I mean well. And all the time, I'm hurting somebody. So, you know, I'm not a perfect person. But if I stay in righteousness and I stay in the fruits of the Spirit, I can live and sin and not hurt as many people as I would if I was just in the world, just not caring.
All right.
So it's all
right.
About.
Can you, when you say hurt somebody, can you break it down a little bit more here? When you say hurt somebody, you're not talking about hitting a person, are you?
No, so you know, it's just like I could try to explain something to somebody verbally,
okay,
and it not come out right. And I hurt their feelings.
Okay.
No, not physically. Or I can, like my wife can say, I can be talking, and my voice can be very controlling, and it sound like I'm hollering.
Okay.
And I tell her, I'm not hollering. And she said, well, you hollered at me. I said, well, no, I didn't. And then I have to watch stuff like that on a daily basis. Because you never can hear what's going on till you pray over it.
Very good. All right. We're on our way now. I think we hitting the hammer on the nail, like the carpenter say. We hitting the hammer right on the nail tonight. All right. Anyone else?
You can tell them.
Bishop Poole.
Yes, sir.
This is Jerry calling from California. God bless you.
God bless you. You're not cold out there, are you?
Yes, sir. It's cold and raining, but, you know, we have to go through this journey, so, you know, got to deal with it, right?
Glad to have you.
Excellent topic.
Right here.
First of all, you know, you read Matthew 6, and I want to deal with 6:13. Let us not enter temptation. Well, first of all, I just want to focus on how temptation works. It begins with a thought, number one. Number two, fantasy. Number three, desire. Number four, make a choice. When you consist, you choose to sin against God. So you have a choice with this sin thing. So we as humans, you know, we fall short of the glory of God all the time. We sin because we are flesh, we're humans. But the nature of temptation is flesh, world system, Satan, and deception. Number one is common to all men. Number two, I want my needs met, my way in my time. Number three, strikes against your personal relationship with God. Four is it is built on fantasy. And five is there is a difference in temptation and trials. So that's what I wanted to bring to the table. Thank you.
God bless you. Good to hear from you. Amen.
God bless you.
And we want that word, temptation, you chose there is very, very, very prominent in the fact that Adam and Eve got caught in that. Eve got caught in the temptation, the tempter. All right, we have another caller, though, 561-3664. God bless you. You're on the air. Amen. Last four digits, 3664, you're on the air.
Oh, that was an addition.
Yeah, temptation, we was in the garden. Amen, the garden of Eden. Amen, Adam and Eve, you know, the environment was good. Okay, all right, 954-4427. 954-4427.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you on the air.
Thank you, Bishop. It's good to be on the call again. What a great subject. You know, Bishop, the Word of God speaks about the eyes. The eyes are the window to the soul. And you think, can a person stop sinning? Well, if you're going to stop sinning, you have to stop entertaining it. And entertaining it, what you're looking at, what are you listening to? You know, God tells us in His Word to think on whatever is true, whatever is good, whatever is right. Think on things that are pure and lovely. Dwell on the fine things and the good things in others. God is constantly trying to get us to always keep our mind on the righteous things and those things that are true. If you're constantly listening to the deceitment of the enemy, we have to understand that the enemy is the prince of the airways. That's his domain. And God is telling us to keep you from being bombarded with the thoughts that he's sending to you. You got to think on what's pure, what's true, what's lovely. Think on those things that are above so that your mind, you would, because with all the thoughts that he sent through your mind, at some point or another, you're going to accept one of those thoughts as being your own. So you got to keep your mind, and the only way you're going to keep your mind on thinking on the things that are pure and true, you got to stay in his word. Otherwise, sin is going to come to you, and you're going to entertain it. Because long before the act of sin is committed, you have entertained it in your mind. So you got to do what the Lord say. You got to keep your mind pure. Keep it on the righteous thing. And that's one of the best ways you can stay away from sin is not entertain it.
All right. We're hitting some very good points tonight because Eve, we can go back to the garden. The tempter came to Eve, and like the Ella clarified so clear personally in the beginning concerning sin, amen, she was tempted. Amen. And you saying that thinking, she was tempted, then she began to think on it. All right. Very good points. Amen. We have another caller, 850-952337. And that's every code, not 2337. All right. You on the air?
All right. Good evening, Bishop. This is Sister Shonda. Very good subject for tonight, can't stop sinning. And I have a couple things that I wanted to point out. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Ecclesiastes 7:20, Surely there is no one on earth so righteous as to do good without ever sinning. So that goes right back to what the brother just said a moment ago. God's perfect plan has made it possible for man to overcome every sin. And that is, to, it's just, you have to listen, by listening to what the scriptures say. So if we think on things that in the Word of God, we could stay focused. I wanted to share something else also, and I ran across this thing, and it says, I often compare sin to a chronic illness, for that is what it is, a spiritual illness residing in our souls. A chronic illness may go into remission or not bother us as much as it once did, but it's still there, lurking in our bodies and waiting for any opportunity to overcome us. The same is true of sin. The Apostle Paul's experience is the same as ours. Not that I've already been made perfect in Philippians 3 and 12. So as long as we are on this earth, we will never be completely perfect. And sin will always be a problem to us. Only in heaven will we be free of its influence forever, but only then will we be like Christ. The Bible says in 1 John 3 and 2, when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So, you know, just staying in the Word of God, you know, that's why the Bible tells us that we have to repent daily. You know, like my husband was saying a moment ago, you know, he may hurt somebody, not physically, but sometimes, you know, we could be kind of short with people. That may hurt someone's feelings, and that may not, you know, make the person feel good, not necessarily that we are trying to hurt them or anything. But there's different sins. You know, sin is sin, but I'm saying it's you got to just stay focused, and you got to just listen at what the scripture says if we ever want to overcome this thing.
Amen. Very good. Very good. All right. All right. We have some good meat on the table tonight. Amen. This afternoon. Amen. Very good. All right. We have we have some more callers. Amen. We want to try to get everybody in. Amen. You hit a good point what Apostle Paul was saying. Amen. Apostle Paul was saying in Romans 7, amen, and 23. Apostle Paul said, he see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity of the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man I am. Amen. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Amen. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then when my mind, I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Amen. We have to keep reading, keep studying, and keep applying ourselves in the Word of God, in the Word of God. Amen. So this theory, amen, once sin and once saved, always saved, amen, you got to continue to work at this. Amen. Not you saved, but you have to look at yourself. Adam and Eve, back in the garden, back in the garden now, Adam and Eve. All right, we have another caller, 305-4271. God bless you. Amen.
Hello.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Yonair.
Yes, sir. I'm listening to the conversation. You can see I got a little cold, but I was enjoying the talking, what was going on.
All right.
I'm looking at the scripture that you, where Peter asked him, how many times should I forgive if my brother sins against me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you, the foundation of scripture you read there.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus really was setting it up for the body, because in the fellowship with the Father and the Son, there is all light and no darkness. So what we're looking at is that in Christ, you in Christ, and you don't do it willfully. You see, that might lead to the fact that sometimes you might sin, but that's why he got a tool called repentance. You see, God mm-hmm. got it already set up. Now, if you go back mm-hmm. to what he used the 70 times Jesus quoted there, he goes back to, I think it was Cain's, Cain's great grandson to the fifth power, where he mm-hmm. killed this man. He had two wives, and he killed. Now, see, there was no sacrifice then, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. God just put a mark on Cain and all those that preceded him, that sin, you see. He just put a mark on them that they had some special notoriety. They was deadly back then. But see, since then, Jesus died, and he condemned sin in the flesh. You see, mm-hmm. so when you sin now, you don't sin willfully. You see, because you supposed to have a light on now. You supposed to have something leading you away from that. See, Jesus already said the wages of sin is death, and that goes to anybody who sins. But see, I came that you might have life. Now, if you want to live, you got to stop sinning. Am I making sense? Because your mm-hmm. sins will find you out. Your sins will overtake you. Something that they call it accidents, but it's incidents from your sinning. Sin is a terrible thing. So he died. Mm-hmm. He died to take away the sins of the world. But the sad thing is, he made it so that we can come to him. You see, he made it so that we can forgive our brother who sins against him. He mm-hmm. said we received the power to become sons. And how you ever going to become a son is that you repent. You got to constantly keep forgiving. Now, that's to others, you see. Now, mm-hmm. we sin, sure enough. And sometimes there's fault with us. But then if mm-hmm. we don't treat our brother right, we don't get the same treatment. Remember, Jesus died to forgive us our sins. So we must follow through. And that's why the scripture says, as dear children, we ought to follow God. You see, Jesus had, he knew no sin. He didn't commit sin, so he was obligated. God sent him to tell him. After seven times, in other words, he understand. He was illustrating. If your brother sinned against you that many times, you got to forgive him. If you want to get free, you got to forgive him. See, because he brought us all together, and there is no darkness in him. Am I making any sense? So what we have to do, we have to walk accordingly to the commandment, you see. You got to forgive others, you see. What was that John said? John said, and you have passed from death to life because you love your brother. And that means simply that, regardless of what happened to you or how you feel about it, the commandment is forgive your brother. You see what I'm saying? So this mm-hmm. sin thing is terrible. It's diseased the whole world. We was born in it. We all knew sin. We had no convictions against it. Even when you knew right and wrong, you had no conviction against it. Your body got what it wanted, you see. If you wanted this or that, you got it, or you stole to get it, or you borrowed from somebody to get it. But you see, when Christ came in, you got some control over it now. You don't have to do it, you see. And even if you do it, John said, little brother, little children, he said, all right, that you don't sin. But if you sin, this is not willingly. This is sometimes you get caught in this in the darkness. But you see, Jesus said, I ain't no longer the light of the world. You are the light. So sometimes you get caught in dark places. You got to shine. So I'm just simply saying, this sin thing is a terrible thing in regards to who it is, you see. We got to bring it in control, just like the Apostle Paul was saying. He keep under his body to bring it under subjection, you see. And that's my testimony, too. It's a terrible thing to be without Jesus. Lord have mercy. You broke, you got no money, you got no place to go, and you don't know Jesus, you're just a mixed up joker. So that's my intake on the thing, Bishop. Thank you, sir.
All right, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. It covered a lot of area, and this is the last part of the program where we always make that turn, because we in this end time thing now, and Peter, I know Peter, if he was here today, amen. I know he was a very forward person, amen. But he was still saved. He's still in Christ, and we have to evaluate that about ourselves, because Peter, when Paul found Peter in Galatians, he came into town, and Peter then was segregated. They were separated in the cafeteria, Jews on one side and Gentiles, and Paul said, hold on, what's going on, Peter? What's going on? Amen. He was prejudiced. He was prejudiced. Amen. And sometimes we think that our flesh don't fight against us, our memory. Amen. And since we're saved, we're all right now. We can do anything, say anything. Amen. But we have to be aware. And these end time things now, this lifestyle that we're in today, amen, these generations of problems that we're going through today, amen, and tempter using all type of situations against the human beings today, Lucifer, amen. What he had in the garden and what he did against Jesus on the mountain, out in the desert, amen, tempter, he came to Jesus. He come to us about our finance, about our health, about our family. Amen. And the knowledge that you have of him, of God, that, you know, the Ten Commandments is vital. You got to have it. Very necessary. The Ten Commandments hold us. And looking at this plane of life, say, if I have done something against my neighbor, against God, amen. Those commandments is holy. Paul said in Romans, the commandments is holy and right all by itself. So that keep us, the knowledge that we have on God, define if we sin or not, And you're doing something against your neighbor or your brother, that is a part of our walk with Christ. We have to love our brother. We have to love our neighbor. And it's a strive today, amen, when you know people on your job, your family, or the church, or whatever, amen, the enemy among us, amen, Judas walking around, and amen, you got Jezebel and all these different spirits, amen, tempting and striving and wrestling with your spiritual warfare. But once you come into the knowledge, amen, you come into the knowledge, like Romans said, you don't have to use your members anymore, amen. You don't have to use your mouth anymore to say certain things. You don't have to use your hands to do certain things, amen. You can push one on your phone, because we're going into the latter part of the program. We're going to get ready to get into prayer, but we still got time to open up the lines again. I remember when I first got saved, and I was working in a shop, and I went out to get lunch, and one of the men said, the owner said, bring me a can of beer and everything back. And I said, okay. Then when I got in the car, I was taking out, the spirit checked me. He said, oh, don't do it. Amen. I didn't know the word too well, but, you know, the Holy Spirit helped me. Amen. He's a helper. He's a guider. Amen. So when I came back, he said, "Why you didn't? Where's my beer? Where's?" I said, "No, I et cetera, et cetera." You know. I'm a Christian now and following Christ. Well, you didn't, you wasn't drinking it. You didn't have to put it to you. I'm the one drinking it. I'm going to pay you. I said, no, I'm not going to, help you. Amen in that. And so sometimes if we don't know the word of God, we don't know the word of God, either have the Spirit of God in us to kind of work on our conscience and our mind, amen, that this thing is wrong. Amen. Thank God for repentance. Thank God for repentance, all of us. Amen. That's one of the, above all else, we always have to observe repentance. Amen. The Bible speaks of always. All right. Another call, 3-850-2337. God bless you on the air. God bless you. We're in Tallahassee again.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I was just reading right here, and it says in Romans, I was just thanking God for each and everything that I've done wrong that he's forgiven me for. You know, because when I ask the Lord for forgiveness, I have to believe in my heart that I'm forgiven. Because I don't want to be toting a whole bunch of baggage around with me. And people realize, my son worked with me, and I get a chance to minister to him sometimes. And I tell him, you got to ask God for forgiveness daily. And, he'll give me a line, I'm not doing anything. You're living, you're doing something. You're going to make a mistake. You know, there was only one perfect being, and that's Jesus. Mm-hmm. And in the end, they wanted to keep the killer and kill Jesus, who didn't have anything. You know, it's amazing that when you ask the Holy Spirit to intervene into your life and give you constant guidance, how sweet, the better things that you think about.
Yes.
The better things that you think about and the better spirit that you're in love and in kindness and joy and long-suffering, the better off your life is.
Amen.
You know, I have to keep, I have to chew on God's word daily. Not to go to Psalms 1, we have to meditate day and night. Because if I don't meditate day and night on God's word, and I cut on the TV and start looking at the news, my mind go everywhere. So I have to listen to me some music. Me and my wife listen to the gospel station. I look at the Word Network, and I read my Bible. And I talk to people who make sense, who want some positive stuff in their life. And if I could help a person along the way and tell them what God has done for me, and what God has done for me is gave me a level of freedom in my heart that I've never known. That I have never known that it could be. And that's free for my sins on a daily basis.
Amen. There's no condemnation. Romans 8 says, therefore now no condemnation those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. You hit on a scripture there, Romans 6 and 12, so let no sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin. Amen. You know, we are free. We are free from that. All right. Okay, we still got the line open. You got anything else you want to say, brother? Brother, okay, all right, we're going on now. Amen. Okay, we're back to the Brother Robert. You have,
sir?
Okay.
I got one here.
Okay.
That I was reading. And it says right here, but now being made free from sin and becoming a servant of God, that yet are fruit unto holiness and unto the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's Romans 6, 22 and 23. And that's what I believe in. If I stay in the righteousness of Jesus and believe in God with all my heart, mind, body, and soul, I'll make less mistakes. Because I'll be led by the Holy Spirit. And when you're led by the Holy Spirit, you can't take no credit for it. Because it'd be God working through the Holy Spirit, showing you what to do. And I tell my wife that all the time. We got to pray over it, and we got to look and wait for an answer. And ask God to bless us so we can bless somebody else. And that's where I'm at today. Thank you.
All right. God bless. God bless. Amen. We have another caller. I think we can take two more callers, then we're going to go into prayer. Amen. Because it's a very wonderful subject. Amen. If we don't keep God's commandments, amen, and that's the guideline, keeping his commandments, keeping his word, amen, and loving your brother as yourself, Jesus said. All right, we still have the line open at 850-2337. Still have the line open. Amen.
Okay.
All right.
I have
something
to share, Bishop. You know, we have to be clear and we have to understand in order to how to stop sinning. You know, there was a pastor, Reverend Ernest O'Neill, and he put it this way. I can recall he said that there were four important steps, and first that people of God and people in general needed to be clear in their mind on what sin exactly is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then he went on to say, I think I may have lost it, though. Let's see. Yeah, I may have lost it. But we have to, like the caller just said, we have to continue to stay in our word. That's something that I know that we must do. But being clear on what exactly sin is. And second, I think we should deal with our guilt, you know. If you tell a lie and try to cover it up, you know, you're sinning. Because you know the word say that should not lie. So, you know, we got to deal with it. And thirdly, I think that we should deal with the power of sin. Sin can be very powerful, you know. We could start out telling what they used to say, little white lies, you know, and then it could grow into something else. So we need to know how to deal with the power of sin. And also the fourth thing is how to grow in grace, because we know that with God's grace and mercy, you know,
mm-hmm.
God, grace and mercy is what saves us. So I just wanted to bring that up. And it's a wonderful subject that we have on tonight. Can a man stop? Can you stop sinning? And the answer is definitely yes, in my opinion. And we know that it is in the word of God.
All right. Very good. God bless you. Amen. It's so important. Amen. You know that you can repent, amen, all
yes.
through the Bible. In Ezekiel 18, I call it the repentant chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, the old chapter. All right, we're still on repentant chapter, and it goes all the way through. Soul that sinned, it shall die. But if your son did something wrong, God not going to hold it against the father. And the father did something wrong, he not going to hold it against the son. You know, repentance. Amen. John the Baptist kept. All right. Erico 850 again. All right. Right ahead.
Okay.
All right.
We're not all right. And I
all
got
right.
one other here. It says, being then made free from sin, we become servants of righteousness. I speak in this mm-hmm. manner after all men because of the.
Infirmity
of the flesh that yet yield to the members of the servants of an uncleanness, and the infirmities and inquisitions that even yet be a member of the servants to righteous and unto holiness. For when yet are a servant of sin, when you were the servant of sin, you were free from righteous. But what fruit has yet then, if therefore are now ashamed? For in the end of these things is death. You know, I don't want to die in sin.
Oh, no.
So I need to be free from sin. I need to repent daily and ask God to send the Holy Spirit for constant guidance on a daily basis. And I was just reading in Thessalonians where I should pray and never cease to stop praying, day and night. When you pray and keep something positive on your mind, it's hard for sin to come in. If you keep Jesus on your mind, you know, and I try to, you know, I fall short of that too. But when you keep Jesus on your mind, it's hard for sin to come in.
Amen.
It's hard for it to come in. And that's all I got to say.
All right. All right, we're getting ready to turn the corner here. We're going to be asking for prayers. Amen. For those that are listening, amen, because the enemy always fights your conscience. He fights your mind. He fights your knowledge. Once you become a knowledge, Paul said that he was against, he didn't know what he was against. Amen. And we're going to have our brother way out there in California. Amen. Lead us off with a prayer. He's on the line. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Elam. God bless you.
Father God, we thank you. This has been a great day to feast on your word. We thank you, Father, that this is a new year, and we got a new president coming in tomorrow. We pray that these 4 years will be prosperous to the kingdom of God and to the individuals who love God. Father, for we are the head and not the tail. And Father God, I pray for Bishop that you continuously strengthen him, his family, and his church, and all those listeners who enjoy the Holy Scriptures. And Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God, thank you for having another prayer. Amen. Yes, we have a new a leader coming in. Amen. We have a prayer. Amen. All those that forgot, you still can confess. Confession is powerful in God's eyesight because we can confess our sins. All right, going out of Miami, 305-4271. Going to lead us in prayer. Okay, we are in West Palm Beach, 561-3311. Give us a prayer. Amen. Go right ahead. Amen. 561-3311. Amen for a prayer. Amen. I guess our technician hit the button. All right. All right. Go back to 305-4271. God bless you, Doc. You on the air.
We thank you, Lord, for the subject tonight. We thank you, O God, for giving us understanding that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is through Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you for the examples you have left for us. You are dying on the cross, and it's demonstrated that you can forgive even on the cross. We thank you, Lord, that you tell us to take our cross up daily and follow you, whereas we ought to forgive our brother. We ought to walk without sin. And if we any man sin, he have an advocate, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We bless you for your favor tonight upon the whole audience and the listeners and those that are participating. As O God, cover us in your blood that we be, O God, and come as you call us to come. We ever give your name the praise. We bless you, O God, for all those who have suffered from destruction of the weather and how you have assisted us and you kept us together, how you heal sick bodies. God, how you brought us to a place and where we are able to call on your name out of a pure heart. And we thank you for this in Jesus' precious name, to the glory and honor of God. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We could have two more callers, two more prayers. Amen. Just push one on your phone. Amen. Our technician will push you in. Amen. Paul said, man should always pray. Amen. Prayer give you strength. Amen. It helps you to vent your conversation, vent your heart and mind to God. Amen. People are shooting and some families are being killed. Things are happening. You got to forgive. And God, can, he's the one can help us. Amen. Peter said, Lord, I help my brother sin against me. Amen. Sometimes people do things wrong against you. And that's what Peter was saying. Amen. And we covered a lot of areas. Sometimes you think you might not be hurting anyone. Amen. You know, when you go out restaurant and get the wrong food, the young person that be serving you, and amen, and you say something to the cook, amen, you don't know what's going on. We have 954-4427. Then we got 305-9500.
Father God, I'd like to thank you for blessing this teaching ministry, and pray, Father God, that those who are listening, that their minds and hearts are open, that they receive this righteous teaching, that, Father God, that they may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, stand against sin, and, Father God, be able to resist it, that they would resist the devil and he would flee from them. And I thank you, Father God, for this message this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And what we'll do, amen, there's one more caller. Amen. Your prayers. Amen. Always pray. Always have scriptures. You know, it prompted me earlier, put scriptures around you. Amen. And reading or music, amen, remind you that God is a forgiving God, that God is a loving God. Amen. And he knows about what we're going through. Thank God for Jesus. If you think about certain things that happened to Jesus and that he went through, amen, he knows the wounds and the sickness and disease. He knows that moan. Amen. He knows that groaning. Amen. We go through from time to time. Amen. So I thank you for your you can go to JCIMinistries.org if you want to hear more of these programs, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, amen, and type in Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, amen, and you can hear more of these studies. And we thank God for you, for one for you, and your input, amen, that our minds and clarity will be a little blurry. Thank God for you. Amen. Father, we thank you now, Lord, for all the callers and all the families and homes, Lord. You brought us together. It was no accident. You put us together in this program and this, amen, we thank God for it. And Lord, help those that holding on to their dream and holding on to their vision this year. Give them perseverance and good courage, like you told Joshua. Amen. If you hold on to his word, amen, persevere and push on. Amen. Strive and just don't give up. Just don't give up this year. It might look blurry, it might look dark, but faith always, you can see further with faith than just beyond yourself. Amen. Faith can make you look beyond the clouds, beyond the dark days, and say you can make it. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen us. And remember, you in Christ, you're not by yourself anymore. Amen. He'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Accept that. Walk with that. Amen. Let Jesus have these different problems and situations. Amen. We love you. We care for you. Share with your brother and sister. Amen. In Jesus' name, we love you. God bless you. Until next time. This is Bishop Poole.
Hallelujah. When all hope was gone. never forget you, Jesus.
Now I can go on, but you love me.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery to me. Now I'm glad to see Jesus.
I'll love you, Jesus. And now I know.
What a great name.
Your love is everlasting.